Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Greetings, everyone. It's time for today's Daily Dose of Facts.
The first Olympic Games were held in Olympia, Greece in 776 BC. Unlike the multi-sport event we know today, it featured only one competition, a foot race known as the stade. The race was approximately 192 meters long, equivalent to the length of the stadium. It was named after stadion, a Greek measure of length. All participants were free male Greek citizens who competed naked for honor and glory. The winner received an olive wreath as their prize.
When Sony launched the Walkman in 1979, it was initially marketed under different names globally due to branding strategies. In the US, it was known as Soundabout, reflecting its portable nature and sound quality. The UK named it Stowaway, emphasizing its compact size and convenience for travel, while Australia called it Freestyle to highlight its versatility and appeal to an active lifestyle. However, by 1980, Sony standardized the name worldwide as Walkman for consistency.
This phenomenon is due to Pluto's highly elliptical orbit, which crosses Neptune's path. For about 20 years in each 238-year cycle, Pluto is closer to the Sun than Neptune. This last occurred from 1979 to 1999. Despite this temporary change, Neptune remains classified as the eighth planet and Pluto as a dwarf planet because for most of their orbits, Neptune is farther from the Sun and has a much larger mass than Pluto.
Deforestation in North China has led to severe desertification, with over a million tons of sand from the Gobi Desert blowing into Beijing annually. This environmental issue is due to excessive tree cutting and poor land management, which exposes the soil and allows wind erosion. The resulting sandstorms often turn Beijing's sky yellow, severely affecting air quality and visibility. These storms pose significant health risks for residents while also impacting local ecosystems and agriculture.
The tradition of painting pencils yellow in the U.S. started in 1890 when the L&C Hartmouth Company introduced high-quality pencils from China, which were painted yellow as a symbol of royalty and respect. This trend caught on, leading to approximately 75% of all pencils sold in the U.S. being yellow today. The color is now associated with good quality writing material and is recognized globally due to American influence on international stationery standards.
In the U.S., nearly half of the chicken consumed originates from restaurants or food outlets, indicating a significant reliance on prepared meals. This statistic reflects not only Americans' love for chicken, but also their preference for convenience and fast food. It includes various forms of consumption such as fried chicken, sandwiches, salads, and more from places like fast food chains to high-end restaurants. The trend also underscores the importance of these outlets in America's poultry industry.
Sunmade, a renowned American brand, is the leading producer of raisins globally. Established in 1912 by a cooperative of California grape growers, it has become synonymous with high-quality dried fruits. Sunmade's raisins are made from seedless grapes that are sun-dried without any additives or preservatives. The brand's iconic logo featuring a bonnet-wearing woman holding a tray of grapes is recognized worldwide. Sunmade's commitment to natural processes and quality control has solidified its position as the most popular raisin brand.
This unusual case involves a man who sued his doctor for inaccurately predicting his life expectancy. The patient had been given a grim prognosis, which led him to live in fear and make drastic life changes. When he outlived the prediction, he filed a lawsuit alleging emotional distress caused by the incorrect prognosis. This case raises questions about medical predictions and their potential psychological impact on patients, as well as legal implications for healthcare professionals.
Until next time, thanks for listening to our Daily Facts. I'm Amalia Dupre.
And I'm Montgomery Jones. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day. If you liked this episode, then check out our other podcast, the Daily Life Pro Tips Podcast. Improve your life with practical tips in less than 10 minutes a day. Search for Daily Life Pro Tips in your podcast app or check the show notes page for links. This podcast is produced by Classic Studios. Please see the show notes page for fact credits. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider sharing it with your friends.